This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Folks, welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. That opening track was one called Wild Goose Chase, and we recorded that in Sydney in 1976, I think. Ann Kirkpatrick on bass, Colleen Trenwith on fiddle, Colin Watson on guitar, myself playing banjo, and Graham Lovejoy on mandolin. That's right, we recorded it in 1974, and it was a lot of fun to do, and I hope it sounded like a wild goose chase to you. We're going to have Dale and Bradley do a song for us now. The song is called The Stranger, and those of you who are pretty aware of what's going on around them will know that the song was written by Dolly Parton, who passed away recently, and will be featuring Dolly's songs and Dolly in this show. But here's Dale Ann Bradley doing a Dolly Parton song, The Stranger. Goes like this.
Then you'll see a shack nearby. You'll ask yourself, I wonder why it looks so cold and lifeless all around. Chimney rocks are falling out. It looks as though the fire's gone out. The biggest part of the house is rotted down.
It's a great song from Dale Ann Bradley, and it was written by Dolly Parton, Stranger. We've had a few bands tour New Zealand, and it's always an absolute delight when they come out. And one of the bands that's toured a couple of times is the Sonoran Dogs, and that's because Mark Miracle loves to come out here. I think that's the reason anyway. Mark Miracle's a mandolin player of vocals, Peter McLaughlin on guitar and vocals, Brian Davies on bass, although he didn't come last time, and Bruce Packard from Australia played bass for them, and Tyler James on banjo. We did a home concert in a house with a great big lounge, and man, it was a good concert. Absolutely loved it. And I'm going to play a track from their album. The album's just called The Sonoran Dogs, and I picked a traditional track, Fare Thee Well. It is Here Are the Sonoran Dogs. ¶¶
I'm leaving the first hour of the morn. I'm bound for the Bay of Mexico, or maybe the coast of California. So it's fare thee well, my own true love. We'll meet another place, another time. It ain't the leaving that's grieving me, but my true love is bound to stay behind. Weather is against me and the wind, she blows hard. The rain, it's turning into hell. But I still might strike it lucky on the highway going west, while traveling on the happy trail. So it's fare thee well, my own true love. We'll meet another place, another time. It ain't leaving that's a grieving me, but my true love is bound to stay behind. I will tell you of the laughter and the troubles I've seen, be it somebody else's or mine. With my hands in my pockets and my coat collar high, I'll travel unnoticed and unknown. So it's fare thee well, my own true love. We'll meet another place, another time. It ain't leaving that's a grieving me, but my true love is bound to stay behind. Town, and I might as well be bound. It's down around the Mexico way, where they say that the people are all friendly there, and all they ask of you is your name. So it's fare thee well, my own true love. We'll meet another place, another time. It ain't the leaving that's a grieving me, but my true love is bound to stay behind.
Oh, they do that song really nicely. I think they did that one at the concert that we had, and I always enjoyed hearing. We actually do it with our Irish band as well, and I think that's the origins of the song, to be honest. Sort of as a traditional folky type song, and they do a great version. Well, the classic banjo album for banjo pickers came out in the early 1960s. Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs and the Foggy Mountain Boys, and the album was called Foggy Mountain Banjo. And just about any banjo player will tell you that if you're going to learn bluegrass banjo, you're supposed to get the Foggy Mountain Banjo album. And I have a copy of it here. I have the LP at home, but I've managed to get it on CD, which is very exciting and makes it easier to play in the studio, really. I'm going to play a track for you. It's a blue Bugle Call Rag, and of course the origins of the tune had nothing to do with bluegrass music. Earl Scruggs borrowed music from a whole bunch of different places. This was written by J. Pettis and B. Myers and E. Schobel, so I guess it's a Tin Pan Alley type tune, but he does a great version of the Bugle Call Rag. He's got the Foggy Mountain Boys backing him up, Lester Flatt on guitar, Curly Sickler on mandolin, Junior Tullock on bass, and who have I left out? Josh Graves on dobro, and Paul Warren on fiddle, all contributing to the Bugle Call Rag. Listen to the harmonics that he gets. Just beautiful. the banjo players sit down beside your turntable and put your finger up against the record and slow it down and try and work out licks of what he's doing. That's what thousands of banjo players have done since 1960s. I was one of them. That's good to hear. Earl Scruggs playing, always try and play some classic music. Well, in 1970, us New Zealanders were fortunate enough to have Bill Clifton come and visit our shores and do some concerts. He came out particularly for the National Banjo Pickers Convention. It was the fourth and the last one that we had, but it was great to have him out here. And he did solo stuff with just his guitar and his voice, but he also worked with our band, the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. And that was very exciting for us, working with a guy like Bill Clifton, and he seemed to enjoy our music, and we enjoyed his. He was used to working with different musicians because he'd been in England and worked throughout the UK, played mostly in folk clubs and things like that, so he's very familiar with the sort of setting that we put him in. But we had the opportunity to record an album, and it was called Two Shades of Bluegrass. Bill Clifton and the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. And we did some good fun songs on it. Bill sang lead on most of the songs, and we all provided the backing and the enthusiasm. And we had about two sessions, I think. And I know we went up to about 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the morning on the final session, just trying to get things sorted out. That was the way to record in those days. Poor recording engineer. Anyway, one of the songs we did was Jordan Am a Hard Road to Travel. And Bill did a good job with this one. And our guitar player, Alan Rhodes, was very good at doing clawhammer style banjo. And I'm definitely a three-finger picker. I can't play clawhammer for anything. And so Alan got to play banjo on this one. And here's Bill Clifton and the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band with Jordan Am a Hard Road to Travel.
It's all the truth for certain. If you care to live high, then we can get by and get on the other side of Jordan. Ho, pull off your overcoat, roll up your sleeves. Jordan is a hard road to travel. Ho, pull off your overcoat, roll up your sleeves. Jordan is a hard road to travel, I believe. Public schools and the highways are raising quite an alarm. Get a country man educated just a little and he ain't gonna work on the farm. Ho, pull off your overcoat, roll up your sleeves. Jordan is a hard road to travel. Ho, pull off your overcoat, roll up your sleeves. Jordan is a hard road to travel, I believe. I don't know, but I believe I'm right. The autos ruined the country. Let's go back to the horse and buggy and try to save some money. Ho, pull off your overcoat, roll up your sleeves. Jordan is a hard road to travel. Ho, pull off your overcoat, roll up your sleeves. Jordan is a hard road to travel, I believe. Rained 40 nights and it rained in the Allegheny Mountains. It rained 40 horses and a Dominican mule and it landed on the other side of Jordan. Ho, pull off your overcoat, roll up your sleeves. Jordan is a hard road to travel. Pull off your overcoat, roll up your sleeves. Jordan is a hard road to travel, I believe.
Oh, I was picking away in the background there and managed to get a little bit of a solo in there. Colleen Trenwith on the fiddle, as well as Bill Clifton singing lead there. I remember hearing Tex Logan do it in that song in 1971. He does an absolutely inspired version with his fiddle bow flying all over the place, and it's great to watch. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I'm playing you the music that I enjoy, bluegrass music, and this is all from my own collection, CDs and LPs. No LPs today, just CDs. And they're things that I think you might enjoy listening to. We're going to hear Wayne Taylor and the band Appaloosa. Now, Wayne Taylor plays guitar and does most of the lead vocals. Emery Lester, fine mandolin player, doing the harmony vocals. Lee Marcus on banjo and Kenny Hyatt on bass. And they do a great job of a whole bunch of really interesting songs, many of them written by Wayne Taylor. And he wrote this first one. It's one called Out in the Middle of Nowhere. Appaloosa.
Two hobos sitting by the track, one named Billy and the other Jack, living in a burned out Cadillac out in the middle of nowhere. I don't know how they got that way, living dreams of yesterday. They're better off living in another day, seems so long ago. Billy was a star rodeo clown, broke his leg and it put him down. His love ran off to another town and now she's gone. Love can break most any man, out of the fire to the frying pan. Gonna get along if they can, out in the middle of nowhere. Scars from way back when, a coyote howling in the wind, talking about the places that they've been when the sun goes down. There's a blanket of light coming over the plains, a freight train humming that sweet refrain. Jump on aboard a flat car again, move on down the line. Jack ran a bar in New Orleans, Cajun spice and the finer things. Had the prettiest gal he'd ever seen, and now she's gone. Love can break most any man, out of the fire to the frying pan. Gonna get along if they can, out in the middle of nowhere. Two hobos sitting by the track, one named Billy and the other Jack, living in a burned out Cadillac, out in the middle of nowhere.
That was Wayne Taylor and Appaloosa, Out in the Middle of Nowhere. It was a great sounding song, wasn't it? You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. This show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media, and we're in Hamilton, New Zealand. And I've been listening to bluegrass and playing bluegrass music since the mid-1960s. And I love the music, I love the instruments, and I'm still enjoying it at a late age here. And the music has so much to offer, and there's always something you can find in a piece of bluegrass music that's piques your interest, and I hope you're enjoying it along with me. The show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, big music shop in Hamilton, and they do a great job of providing musical necessities to the people of the Waikato around the Hamilton City area. If you're ever visiting, go and see the people at Shearer's. They're all musicians. They know the sort of thing you want, and they'll help you get it, be it a new plectrum or a new set of strings or a strap for your guitar, or you need a guitar for your strap, they'll help you get that too. So Shearer's Music, great job of sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. Now we'll get to the sad part. Dolly Parton Passes. This was written in the online editorial of Bluegrass Today by John Lawless, who is a great writer. And he wrote it on August the 25th. A sad day today as one of the brightest lights to ever shine on bluegrass and country music has died. Dolly Parton, a larger-than-life figure whose impact on popular music over the past 60 years has been immense, has passed at 80 years of age. She is famously born and raised in East Tennessee. She began as a country singer in 1967 before moving into pop realm and that with film roles and things like that. Around the turn of the century, 2000, Dolly recorded a number of bluegrass-oriented projects, which has endeared her to the bluegrass community. She's written some huge hits, which many of us know, and I love even some of her hits. Things like Coat of Many Colours, I think she does a great job. Nine to Find is great. Some of the other stuff doesn't come into my bluegrass sensibilities, but she's also recognised for her business savvy and her generosity to those in need, particularly near her native region of Tennessee. The development of the Dollywood theme park, which is great. I've been to Dollywood a few times. It's great. And I'm delighted with what she's done with the little towns of Sevierville and Pigeon Forge and the Gatlinburg areas. They're a tourist destination now. She's just a great person, and she's done so much. But throughout her life, in interviews and on stage, Dolly would talk about banjos and fiddles around the house and the region where she grew up. And many of her songs carried an Appalachian flair, but it wasn't until The Grass is Blue in 1999 that she made a full bluegrass album. And we might hear a little bit from that. Then she followed it up with Little Sparrow, which I won't using this time, but she used the best of the bluegrass musicians available for that too, and both were terrific recordings, and bluegrass and old time fans deeply appreciate her playing for a time in the bluegrass sandbox, so to speak. Each album is definitely belongs to a bluegrass collection. There's a certainty, John Lawless says, that we will never see another artist like Dolly Parton, and she will be missed in every corner of the world today. I thought it was so good, his article, that it was better reading out his words than mine. But I'm going to play a couple of tracks, not necessarily the tracks you might expect for a Dolly Parton obituary, but this is from an album called Heart Songs, and Live from Home, and it was recorded with lots of different musicians playing in a huge band, really. And I've picked a song that she does really well. It's definitely part of bluegrass music. It's not one that she wrote, but it's one called I'm Thinking Tonight of My Blue Eyes, and she does a Dolly Parton version of this song. It's a classic. Have a listen.
Be better for us both had we never in this wide wicked world ever met. For the pain and the pleasures he's brought me, I am sure I will never forget. So I'm thinking tonight of my blue eyes. Who is saying for swore that we never would part. But a link in the chain has been broken, leaving me with a sad, broken heart. Oh, I'm thinking tonight of my blue eyes. Who is safe?
Isn't that a nice version of I'm Thinking Tonight of My Blue Eyes? Oh, she just does it so well. I've got the Grass is Blue album in front of me, which is was mentioned in that obituary from John Lawless. It's a great album. The Hamilton County Bluegrass Band had an opportunity to tour in 2005 with a group of country musicians, and we toured around New Zealand and played lots of concerts. One of the singers was a famous lady in New Zealand and Australia called Patsy Rigger, and she did some of her best songs. And at the start of the tour, she came to us and said, "Is there a bluegrass song that I can do with you people?" That we said, "Oh, we'd love to do something with you. Let's do one." And I came up with this one from the Dolly Parton album, My Grass is Blue. And it's a song written by Dolly called Steady as the Rain. And it was such a good fun song to do on stage. It just drives along, beautifully written. In her version of it, she's got Jerry Douglas on dobro, Sam Bush on mandolin, Stuart Duncan on fiddle, Brian Sutton on guitar, Jim Mills on banjo, Barry Bales on bass, and Claire Lynch and Keith Little doing the harmony vocals. Well, if that's not a top band, I don't know what is. And here's Dolly Parton doing Steady as the Rain. She does some great bluegrass, believe me.
Can't fail.
great to hear that song again. I tell you, we had so much fun playing it on stage, and it just generates energy. The song itself, the way the words just sit into the chords of the song, it just has so much energy and always got a big reception. I tell you, Patsy Rigger did a fine job of singing it. So that's Dolly Parton. She's made a huge contribution to bluegrass music, and throughout the following months, I'm sure that we'll keep picking up on little bits of Dolly Parton music. Sad that she's died, and we really appreciate the contribution that she's made to our lives. Listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, talking about lots of things bluegrass, that as I see them and as I hear them, and I love sharing them with you. This show comes from Free FM in Hamilton, New Zealand, and is syndicated around the access radio stations in New Zealand. So big hi to all the people listening on an access radio station, maybe Radio Hawke's Bay or Wellington Access Radio, Otago Access Radio, Radio Southland, Arrow FM in the Wairarapa, Plains FM in Christchurch, Raglan Community Radio. We're coming out to Raglan soon. Me and my boys are playing out there at the Rhythm and Blues Festival. We've got a concert on the Sunday afternoon, I think. And we also trade access radio programs with Canada. And a big shout out to all the people in CFBX and Kamloops, British Columbia, and Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, Prince George in British Columbia. Thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, leaving your radio on when it comes on, and Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA, and the Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show. Thanks for having Back Porch Bluegrass. And, of course, you can pick it up on podcasts, iHeartRadio, Free FM, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, a whole bunch of different places you can listen to Back Porch Bluegrass. If you just look up Bluegrass Podcasts, I think Mark Miracle told me recently that Back Porch Bluegrass came up third in line, so that's really good. Let's get on with some bluegrass. Here's Wayne Taylor and Appaloosa again. With the bluegrass classic, Why Don't You Tell Me So?
Why it's so lonesome, you see. Now if you have made up your mind, and if you still want me to know, why do you keep me in doubt? Why don't you tell me so? For you.
That's their treatment of a classic, and wasn't that a tasty mandolin solo from Emery Lester? All the solos were good, but Emery Lester just chose some beautiful notes there. Time we had an instrumental, and for a fairly rare change, I'd like just to do just guitar instrumental. This is the great Norman Blake, a wonderful guitarist and really produces lovely notes. He's doing a medley here, Fiddler's Dram and Whiskey Before Breakfast. The two tunes that are played, or Whiskey Before Breakfast is played pretty commonly. The first one, Fiddler's Dram, less so. Whiskey Before Breakfast is a fun tune to play on your banjo as well. But here he is doing it, just him on guitar. And Norman Blake, let's have a listen. And that's some nice picking going on there. Beautiful phrasing. That was on a 1934 D18, according to the notes of the album, and sounded great as far as I'm concerned. Let's hear from the Sonoran Dogs again. This is a song written by Peter McLaughlin, the lead singer and guitarist, and called The Valley of Virginia.
Andrew. dreaming tonight of a place where I roamed as a boy in the hills I did play. It's a place, dear me, where I'm longing to be in the Shenandoah Valley far away. There the fields are so green and the mockingbird sings, and all folks along the road are your friends. Where the hills are so high and the creeks never dry and the whippoorwill song never ends. I long to go back to the valley of Virginia's where I'll be. So carry me home to the place that I love, and there'll be no more roaming for me. Tell my mother and dad they're the best friends that I've had, and how I miss them when I think days gone by. Soon I'll be by their side, let the moonlight be my guide to the cabin on the hillside so high. I long to go back to the valley of Virginia's where I'll be. So carry me home to the place that I love, and there'll be no more rolling for me. The dear girl I left there a long time ago, well, I wonder, does she ever think of me? I long for her tonight, and soon I'll hold her tight. I'm heading home, sweetheart, I'll see. I long to go back to the valley of Virginia's where I'll be. So carry me home to the place that I love, and there'll be no more roaming for me. Bury me underneath the oak tree on hillside up above the old mill stream, where flowers fill the air with fragrance so fair that I'll rest in a deep and peaceful dream. I long to go back to the valley of Virginia's where I'll be. So carry me home to the place that I love, and there'll be no more roaming for me. So carry me home to the place that I love.
That was the Sonoran Dogs playing Fast and Clean on a song that was written by the guitar player Peter McLaughlin. Let's hear another song from Dolly Parton now from the Grasses Blue album. And it's written by the great songwriter Hazel Dickens, who writes good songs. And Dolly recognises a good song when she hears it. It's one called Just a Few Old Memories. And the harmony this time is done by Patti Loveless and Rhonda Vincent. I'm pretty sure they'll do a good job.
Just a few old memories slipped in through my door. Though I thought I so tightly before, I can't understand it, why it should bother my mind, for it all belongs to another place and time. Just a few old keepsakes way back on the shelf, though they don't mean nothing, well, I'm surprised they're still left. Just a few old love letters turned upside down.
Great rendition of that song. Oh, that was Dolly Parton there with some help from Claire Lynch and Patti Loveless and a great band. Well, we're just about at the end of Back Porch Bluegrass. I hope you've enjoyed the show. It's a tribute to Dolly Parton. And we're going to end up with a gospel song this time. It's called A Beautiful Life. And it's Jimmy Martin and the Sunny Mountain Boys. And they're going to take us out. Thank you. Tune in again next week, however you're doing it. Bye.
Sinking low,
it's sinking low.
A few more days,
a few more days,
and I must go,
and I must go to meet the deed,
to meet the deed
that I have done,
that I have done.
Where there will be, no setting sun. To be a child.
Life's evening sun is sinking low.
It's sinking low.
A few more days.
A few more days.
And I must go.
And I must go to meet the deed.
To meet the deed
that I have done.
That I have done.
Where there will be.
Where there will be
no setting sun. No setting sun.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.